The 2024 Paris Olympics was one of the most controversial Olympics in history. During the literal opening ceremony, they managed to anger millions of people with their opening show. Many viewers of this year's Olympics were left speechless as they weren't expecting to see such blasphemy from the Olympics. While the opening ceremony was controversial enough and already had left people upset, the closing ceremony was not much better, as it only made this much worse, with the Olympics continuing their strange subliminal ceremonies. This closing ceremony was a straight-up ritual. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Olympics closing ceremony. Let's get right into it. The 2024 Olympics has been one of the most controversial Olympics ever. The opening ceremony was full of blasphemous showings that not only upset many, but disrespected just about everyone who is a follower of Christ. We have seen how the elite love inverting all that God has deemed good. These leaders who see themselves as gods take joy in mocking the true God. This year, the Olympics started with a mockery of the Last Supper, with men in drag reenacting the biblical event. They even had one of the drag queens mocking Christ as they depicted themselves as him. It was truly disgusting to see just how little respect they have for us Christians. One of the main symbols of the Olympics is the golden bullhead or a calf head, which is an obvious representation of Moloch. Moloch was the false demonic deity that God forbid his people to worship. Still, some people choose to worship Moloch because he promises those who serve him and make sacrifices to him unimaginable wealth. The Olympics is celebrating this fallen god, and it's showing their direct opposition to Christ. They are telling us that they are the followers of Moloch, the beast. The Olympics also displayed the Pale Horseman, which is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The Pale Horseman is believed to be death, a sign of the end times. If you have been watching my channel for the last few years, you would know that I have been calling out this horseman apocalypse imagery for some time now. The music industry has been using so much of this end times imagery for the past few years, since 2020 to be exact. I called out Beyonce for doing a photo shoot using the horseman apocalypse imagery. Same thing with Bad Bunny, who had a music video displaying the horseman. Even Afrobeat artist Rema showed himself as the horseman of the apocalypse. The entertainment industry has been shoving this imagery down our throats. They are doing this because they are announcing the end of the old world and the start of their new world. That's what this entire Olympic ceremony was displaying. That's the reason we have been seeing so much of this end times imagery. They are telling the world that God's order has ended, and they have established a new world order. An order of life that has abandoned God for self-worship. An order that is consumed by sin and evil. This is why they were depicting a blasphemous Last Supper, showing man has taken God's place. This is also why they are showing us the Pale Horseman riding through the ceremony. He represents the death of the old order of life, with the Olympics honoring the birth of a new world order. None of this should be a surprise to you if you know where the Olympics comes from. The Olympics was created by Greece, who were pagans and worshipped the fallen gods. The Olympic Games is not created to honor our God, but the gods of the Greek and the same gods of the Romans and the Egyptians. The gods that I believe are just the fallen angels who went against God in heaven and were casted out. This is why the Olympics openly mocks the one true God, because they serve the fallen gods who oppose him. These presentations are all called ceremonies for a reason, as it's not a show. It's a ceremony. A ceremony that is done to honor these pagan gods. Occultists who worship the fallen gods practice ceremonial magic. Ceremonial magic is a ritual ceremony. Coincidentally, the Olympics call their opening show the opening ceremony. The billions of people who watch these ceremonies are participating in that ceremonial ritual that is dedicated to the fallen gods. This is exactly what we see when we take a look at the Olympics closing ceremony. The closing ceremony was one of the most obvious examples of a pagan ritual on TV. The ceremony started with a man dressed in all gold, wearing gold horns, who the Olympics called the Golden Voyager. The Golden Voyager is shown falling from the sky onto a dark stage. He is then seen walking around the dark stage surrounded by fog. We see him doing a strange ritual dance around the stage while they play ominous music in the background. At a certain point, we see the man who played the horseman bring out a flagpole while the torchbearer is holding the flag of Greece. They then ritually put the flag together and raise the flag high, handing it to the Golden Voyager. The Golden Voyager then plants the flag and the magic hits the stage as the black stage lights up, flashing in colors. To me, the stage even looks like a horse, but I don't know. What do you guys think? We then see a statue rise up from the stage. The statue appears to be an angel without a head. The Golden Voyager is seen worshiping the headless angel as it ascends to the sky. After the statue is risen, they then show the Olympic rings being raised up and put together, announcing the return of the Olympics. While most people saw this and thought it was strange, they failed to realize that this was much deeper than what they thought. This was a ceremonial ritual meant to honor the fallen Greek gods, who are the fallen angels. The Golden Voyager is clearly meant to represent the fall of Lucifer, as they showed them falling from the heavens just like Lucifer. They then show a fallen angel rising to be worshipped by the crowd. The statue was meant to represent the Greek god Nike. They raised this statue to the sky so that billions of fans watching can worship its glory. All of this is pagan worship and occult ceremonies being done for billions of people to watch at home. So many people have no idea what they're exposing themselves to by watching this. God told us not to worship other gods, and here we have billions of people, with a large percentage of them Christians, worshiping the Greek gods unknowingly. These occultists that host these ceremonies know exactly what they're doing. They are bringing back the worship of the fallen gods. They are mocking and disrespecting God in front of the masses to show how much people don't even care. The Olympics is showing us what the New World Order is all about. They show how people lost all fear and love for God. They show how man have become their own God, worshiping only themselves, showing how society is willingly serving the fallen gods. This year, the Olympic ceremony is all about the start of the New World Order. This is the golden age these occultists have been talking about. Just pay attention to the signs. The Olympics showed a blasphemous Last Supper with drag queens portraying Jesus and his disciples. It showed the pale horsemen from the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They had the golden bull, symbolizing pagan god worship. And at the end, they literally had the Antichrist announcing the New World Order. All of this is connected to the spiritual battle we're in the middle of. One thing I didn't mention last time I covered the Olympics was Snoop Dogg, who was one of the guests invited at the Olympics. Snoop Dogg was there wearing a very interesting chain. The chain was of a goat's head that resembles the deity Baphomet, whom many of these occultists worship. Isn't it a coincidence that Snoop Dogg would be at the Olympics wearing a Baphomet chain? These celebrities have given their alliance to the beast, and that is so obvious. What's interesting about this is that Snoop Dogg has been getting called out by his fans for wearing that Baphomet chain to the Olympics. Snoop Dogg has since responded denying the chain has anything to do with Baphomet, claiming to not know anything about that.
I don't know what y'all thought this was, but this is the GOAT. I had this made because somebody told me I was the GOAT, so I wanted to make me a GOAT chain. All that other shit y'all talking about, I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is the GOAT, greatest of all time. With a blue diamond on his head, gold, GOAT. Like that shit y'all talking about, miss me with that shit. Dog is the GOAT, represent peace and love around the whole globe. So now y'all know the truth, it's a GOAT. I don't know what kind of misprint y'all know. Media love starting shit. I'm over here having fun in Paris. Yeah, GLOW.
As you heard for yourself, Snoop Dogg denies his chain has anything to do with Baphomet, claiming that he got the chain because it's a GOAT and he's the GOAT, also stating that he knows nothing about Baphomet. To me, that's truly funny, as Snoop Dogg has used the GOAT imagery his entire career. His music video for Murder Was the Case literally depicted Snoop Dogg selling his soul. Snoop Dogg knows exactly what the chain represented, Baphomet, the deity he has been serving the entire time. Everyone invited to the Olympics is there because they serve the same beast. They all took the oath, and these are Lucifer's disciples. Just like Jesus had his loyal followers, so does Lucifer. The Bible told us that Lucifer was going to set up his kingdom here on earth, and that's exactly what the Olympics is showing us. The Olympics is showing us Lucifer's kingdom here on earth. They are showing us how the elite worship these fallen gods. We are in very crucial times. This is the most important moment of this spiritual war. You don't have much time to pick a side. While these occultists are acting as if they already won, don't fall for that, as at the end, they will face an eternal burning end. Choose eternal life. Choose Christ. He will show you the truth. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I just wanted to remind my patrons that a new Patreon exclusive is dropping next week about a group of politicians who were involved in a satanic trafficking operation. If you're one of my patrons, be on the lookout for that video. If you're not a Patreon member, consider joining. It's only $3 a month, and you'll get access to this video when it drops and 30 other videos that are uncensored and not allowed here on YouTube. If you want to become a member, hit the link in the description to join now. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.